Now breathe in and out. One, two, three. Breathe, breathe, breathe.
And welcome to another episode of Stoned and Social. You know that this is the internet's number one comedy wellness podcast. I am your host, Namaste Nat. And this week, I'd like to talk about those times when even the best of us fall victim to consuming so much marijuana that our world seems like a swirling, sweaty carnival of drama. And when we put out the call for funny weed stories from you lovely stonerlites, whether they were wacky weed stories, dramatic weed stories, trippy weed stories, you stonerlites went for it. And that's why this week we're going to read some of your most memorable weed experiences in honor of the upcoming Canna holiday, 420. And joining me this week is someone who I know has some high stories of his own. Welcome back to the show, Marley.
Thanks for having me, Nat. Happy 420, and also happy birthday.
Another year,
another 420. And for some reason, for me, it seems like this 420, the edibles are hitting sooner, the weed is is tasting fresher, Diddy's house got raided, and then OJ Simpson, we all know. So it's definitely a weird time, but I couldn't have interesting not be April. More happier. So.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. And I know there's always some new stonerlites who are listening. Marley, share with us where you're from and what you do on the web, because you're kind of you're a man of the pop culture people.
Yeah. I thank you for putting that label on me, Nat. I appreciate that. If people haven't heard me before, I've been on multiple episodes of your show. I'm usually the movie guy, the resident movie guy. I also host a podcast called The Real Livers Podcast. And I'm currently covering all of the movies in the Letterboxd Top 250, which, Nat, you've had the pleasure of being on two episodes
of that
series. Where
are you at?
Where am I at?
Like, where are you at on the list? Sorry.
I've currently covered like 20 movies so far.
Okay. Yeah. That's a commitment.
Yeah. A huge commitment. It's a rather slow commitment, but it, you want to know what? It's a marathon, not a race, not a sprint.
Exactly.
But I was going to say that you've had the pleasure of being a guest on two episodes where we covered Goodfellas and Some Like It Hot, which are everyone should go check those out if they can't get enough of you here on this podcast. So
I'm pretty sure I'll be back. You've got so many more movies to do, and I'm sure I'll be on there. What I really like is if you listen to the episodes, for me, I listen to the episodes of movies that I haven't seen so that I can hear you talk about them, because then that tells me if I want to see it. And I usually stop it if I'm hearing like too much that gives it away. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go watch it and then I'm going to listen to the rest of these. So if you like movies, old, new, I mean, this list has... Gosh, it has everything on it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I am actually just remembering now that you're on a third episode as well, where we covered this year our favorite black movies for Black History Month.
Oh, so, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, it was on that as well.
Yeah, the edible is hitting for both of us.
Well, it's just because I think, like you said, I was immediately thinking, how many episodes has Marley been on of SNS? And I just couldn't even come up with it because you've been on so many episodes and we've recorded together so many times on our podcast and your podcast and other people's podcasts. And so that's why I'm really happy that I get to spend 420 with you. Now, I have to ask, what are you stoned on today?
I'm actually pretty basic when I'm stoned on. I'm just got off my tea break about 2 weeks ago. And I always go back to the Cana cannabis infused gummies. These are the Indica pink lemonade gummies, which I feel like it's like you when you find like your brand, which I know for you it's 3Chi, but when you find your brand, for me it's Cana, it's like you always go into your shop and you're just like, I just want that. So
I just want that. And this is edibles, right?
yeah, they're
Yeah.
edibles, gummies.
Okay, nice. I'm on edibles as well today. I'm actually just on something homemade. So I made some oil. I had some pictures of like firecrackers. I've been in a really crazy firecracker mood over the last couple of weeks. And so I did a firecracker ice cream sandwich, which just, yeah, stoner creation there.
That sounds bomb as AF.
It's a little, it was a little dry with, because you've still got the actual canna on the cracker, but the ice cream helped mellow it all out, which I liked.
Right. That sounds like a nice combination, especially well, here in California where I'm located, it's rather
Jealous.
cold and rainy. It's always cold and rainy on my days off, which is, I don't know what the state of California is saying tort to me, but on a normal day, that sounds like a really refreshing treat in California. So
No, it's today here on the East Coast. It is unusually warm, and I heard that next week it's going to be all mid-80s. And so people are grilling. I saw like people roller skating down the street. People are very happy that it is sunny here, at least today.
That sounds amazing, which
You'll
I'll
get
probably
it. It'll come
yeah
back. It'll come back to you. Don't worry.
during my 9 to 5, yes. So
Now, Marley, we're chatting high stories because we're celebrating 420. But before we get into everything, what is the best thing for you that cannabis provides?
I
It can
think
be anything you want.
the best thing that it provides is really, especially as someone that is very much introverted, it allows me to break outside my bubble and like socialize with like my friends, and not necessarily like my like friends completely, but just socialize with the people around me and allow me to just kind of like create like new experiences. So when we start sharing like our own stories, I'm definitely going to have like a lot of stories where I'm kind of like just vibing with the people around me.
That's
So.
nice. I like that. I like that. I really like the focus that cannabis gives me when I feel like I really need to get like brass tacks down working on something that I don't really want to slog through, then I use that. And I use that focus as well for like concerts and comedy shows. I feel like it makes me really focus on whatever it is I'm engaged with. So the focus is what I love about the cannabis for me.
Yeah, I use it for focus as well, now that you mentioned that. And most specifically, I like when I'm watching a movie that I don't necessarily want to watch, like the Fast and the Furious movies. It allows me to focus more on what's going on in those movies.
Yes. The world is changing, and I know laws and viewpoints all surrounding just the legalization of marijuana, they're changing with the times. And so as more and more states start decriminalizing and even legalizing medicinal and recreational weed, I think people are now freer than ever to get their weed on. And so in some places like where you are, every day is 420, which again, so jealous about.
Yeah, it's very odd sometimes when I'm just walking like down the sidewalk, like in my neighborhood. I'm just like, that person's vibing, and
Oh
I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. You can smell it here in the city as well. It's like, oh, you're like, I smell weed. Which is weird because normally that was a like, oh my gosh, like smell weed, someone's getting in trouble. But now it's like, no, it's okay, man.
it kind of, not gonna lie, it kind of like just. Kind of like destroys kind of the fun in it, because like when I like of course when we've not trying to like date us or anything like that, but like when we started smoking, it was like kind of like the edgy thing to do. It's like you would sneak it into high school or like or leave school and smoke with your friends, and now it's just like just like people just do it. And I'm like,
yeah,
when it becomes that easy, it's just like, where's the fun in it? So
I still enjoy it. I think taking it at places where people don't think that I'm stoned at has also helped with that. Like I went to a lecture and I was pretty stoned. My friend was reading a lecture from a book that he wrote and everyone was like, oh my gosh, that was so boring. And I was like, I loved it. I was so stoned. And they were like, oh, I wish I had. So we asked Stoner Lights, we put the call out a few times and asked all our Stoner Lights to send us some funny stories from around the web. We got a shit ton of memes, Stoner Light. So I love that. I love that people were like, I don't have a story, but here's a meme that I want to share with you that I think you guys will like. And so we love the memes as well. And we got a lot of stories, but we only are going to read just a few today. And if you sent us a story that involved driving while high or doing something that sounded illegal, we don't really condone that sort of activity. And so we're not going to read any of those stories. We're really sorry, but we want you to stay safe, Stoner Lights. So these are some of the funniest stories that we got. And I think what we're going to do is I've made these titles up myself. So we're just going to dive into our first high story, which I titled Hogwarts High. And it was from a listener named Franny. Franny says, we used to go down to an abandoned train station to smoke in my hometown. It was so isolated and huge, which is why it made for the perfect place to go and smoke with friends, skateboard, and just generally hang out. That's that vibing you were talking about, Marley.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
So my friend and I were sitting on the edge of the platform, smoking a joint and chatting away at about 1 a.m. It was so silent and so peaceful. There was no wind blowing, no noise at all. It was a serene moment. And while we were blazing, we see a white owl come and land on the platform. My friend and I freak the fuck out. An owl, a white owl here. This is the east coast of South Africa, so we don't really see many owls, if any. We were so taken back by this owl. And it blew our minds that this majestic creature had chosen to grace us with its presence, that it truly must have been a spirit animal reaching out to us in the moment of enlightenment. I've seen that. Nature calls to me when I'm stoned.
I love this. I love like your Stoner Lights just interacting with nature when they're high, just because
yes.
You don't necessarily see that a lot. It's like, it's either like, oh, we're watching a funny movie or we're going to a party, and this is like they're just interacting with the world around them. So, yeah.
So my friend pulls out his disposable camera. Oh, this must be a while ago. And no, snaps a shot.
They could be retro.
Yeah, they could be hipsters. Yeah. And snaps a shot. We high five, we hug, we smoke another joint in celebration. Our minds are blown all over the fucking train station. And a few weeks later, we've told everyone about our experience. It was so out of body. Such a spiritual experience that cannot be expressed in mere words. Anyway, my friend got his pictures developed and it was a seagull. But it was a fucking sweet seagull. Have you ever gotten so high you confuse something innocuous for something like special like this?
Not to my knowledge, that I don't want to reveal as when you're recording, because it involved me driving, obviously. But that's a wonderful reveal. Really well written.
Yes, thank you, Franny. I love that Franny and their friend went back and just started telling every person they knew about this Hogwarts owl just bestowing its presence on them, and they have to wait for weeks and they get the camera back.
See, that's something that Gen Z could never experience, because
they would never understand it.
They would never understand it, because now it's like, oh, iPhone 15, I'm just gonna take a picture, and they'll probably wake up like the next morning and be like, oh, it's like
it was a seagull.
Yeah, it was a seagull. Now it's like you said, you had to wait like a couple weeks for the film to be developed, and then you yeah. open
Wow.
I would think it was someone else's camera. Like maybe the person developing the film put the wrong pictures in the envelope.
I'm assuming all the other pictures matched and they just couldn't deny it. But what I love is my question to Franny, if you're listening, is did you then tell everyone that it was in fact a seagull, or is this one of those like friend secrets that you take to the grave? Because I'm not sure I'd want to tell people it was a seagull after that.
I want to believe if anyone has seen the latest John Cena film on Prime Video, shoot, what's I'm drawing a blank on the name, Ricky Stenicky, like basically about like this friend group creating like this fake friend. I want to think that the seagull or like they like is like the Hogwarts owl, where they just continue with this lie throughout their entire life until. Hopefully they don't listen to this podcast because then their secret is out. But
Your secret's out.
yeah,
Yeah.
but I love it.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Franny. Thank you so much. I bet they never look at seagulls the same anymore. That's life changing. You go to sleep for weeks thinking you've seen an owl, a mystical owl, and you get confirmation, like irrefutable proof that it was in fact a seagull. Like
Well, evolution is real, so maybe seagulls are just like an offspring of
oh, they're like beach owls. Yes. Yes. I
beach
love
owl.
it.
This owl can beach. I have to
Yeah.
compare. This owl
Oh,
is
that's all I can do.
it's this owl's kudos.
Okay, Marley, you're reading our next story. Tell us the title and what Stoner Light has sent us this.
This story is titled "Training Lessons,"
Okay.
and it's sent in by Tezzy.
Okay.
I got baked one night out on the beach, as I did many nights. I appreciate the honesty here. So,
Just this is my thing.
yeah, my good friend and I walked down the beach, sharing a decent sized blunt. We finished the whole thing and decided to go sit down on the dunes, which are about 50 yards in from the water. We sit down about 5 feet from each other and spark up a cig. Two guys are walking down closer to the water closer to the water than us and stop when they get aligned with us. We are so high right now and it's pretty dark. Plus, they are about 30 yards in front of us. We can barely make out their outlines, but we know it's two guys. They stood there just staring at us from afar. I know I when I first read this, I thought it was going to be like a meet cute or something. The way they're setting it up.
Yes.
But I obviously I continued reading. So they would stare at us for like a minute. Then they would look at each other and talk. We couldn't hear what they were saying. They did that for about 10 minutes. My friend and I just sat there not saying a word. We were so stoned. We didn't care. The ocean breeze and the stars in the ocean were really fucking with them feels. I love
Thank
that
you,
line right there.
Tazzy.
I
Thank you,
love
Tazzy.
that. All of a sudden, the two guys started walking towards us really slowly and making hand gestures. Ooh, mysterious.
Hand gestures.
They're making sounds, but we couldn't make out the words. The whole time, me and my boy are just looking at them. Finally, I say, "Yo, man, I know I'm pretty baked, but do you see two dudes walking up to us, or am I just tripping?" He replies, "Oh shit, you see them too?" I thought I was seeing shit. That's why I didn't say anything. Sorry. By this time, they are about 15 feet from us. I can now clearly see and hear what they are doing. These two dudes thought my friend and I were two stray dogs sitting on the beach. They were patting their thighs and saying, "Come here, boy. Come here, boy." Whistling, "Come here." It took me about 20 seconds to muster up, "What the fuck are you doing?" And they ran off. I think we laughed for about 15 minutes after we grasped the whole situation.
Oh my gosh.
That, oh man, that's a lot to process. That's like,
How did they think they were dogs? Were these guys blind? Like, why did they? Maybe those guys were stoned too.
well, as Tezzi mentions, like they couldn't make out like the outlines of these
Oh,
two
right.
movies. So
Yeah.
maybe it's like it was like the same thing for these two people calling two stray dogs. Which, by the way, why are two people calling two stray dogs? Haven't they heard of rabies? Like, I know rabies is a like an.
Maybe they
Go ahead.
didn't think they were actually stray, because that's why I think they started coming closer and closer, because these are two guys or two people who aren't moving. And so I think maybe they thought they were dogs, like sitting up, right? Not moving,
Yeah.
because they hadn't moved. And they, oh my gosh, have you ever gotten so high that you're convinced what you're seeing is not real?
I honestly don't think so, and I've been pretty high before. Like I've obviously had like that same experience that everyone else has had, where you think that your entire life is a simulation. So does that count? Where you're like racking your brain on like, oh, how is any of this possible? How are we like sitting here smoking blunts and like we're without a care in the world? Like, it's got to be a simulation, right?
That I don't usually get like that on weed, and I do have friends who say things where they're like, "Do you see shit?" And I'm like, "No," but like I know there's people who do see shit when they're stoned. I'm not one of those people, I don't think. Things seem to move slower sometimes, but that's about it.
Well, I've had friends like psych me out a little bit, but I really don't believe them. But I love that that Tezzi and his friend were so high in this situation that they both tried to psych each other out, but it didn't but they didn't work. Oh, I love this. I love it so much.
Okay,
Thank you,
here's
Tezzi.
our n thank you, Tezzi. Yes, I'm so sorry you got confused for a dog. Again, they may have been stoned, or they may
Well,
have been blind.
we can all end that story by saying that Tezzi is the dog. So, as Randy Jackson would say. So, I'm
So
sorry.
here's our next story from Julia B, and I've titled this one Privacy, Please. Hang on to your seat, Marley.
Okay.
A few years ago, my friends and I decided to eat an edible before going to the county fair. Love it. I love how that starts. That's something I would do. I would take an edible before a fair.
Yeah, that's the only way to
A
enjoy a
county
fair.
fair? Yeah. A county fair? Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time, it takes me about 2 hours to fully feel the high. So I was super surprised when I started to feel loopy on the shuttle. The parking lot is about a mile out, so you have to take a shuttle to the fair. By the time I stepped off the shuttle, I was full on barbecued, like the highest I had been in years. Since I had underestimated the edible so much, I had brought it with me just in case, because you never know. I thought I might need more during the county fair. Unfortunately for me, the edible was wrapped in tinfoil, and our cities started getting really crazy about security and had installed metal detectors. I started freaking out and shoved the edible down my pants and hoped for the best. Oh, Julia. Oh,
Oh
Julia. Obviously, the detector went off, and I was pulled to the side, and they used a handheld detector. The surprise on the dude's face when it went off on my genitals sparked an idea, and I said, "What? I can't have my vagina pierced? Are you going to strip search me too?" The guy was so incredibly uncomfortable that he let me go and I walked away with no problem. But I was way too high. I don't even remember what happened after this. The whole county fair is a blur, but one of my prouder moments from when I'm stoned that always makes me laugh is this one.
I know I feel for Julia just because we all, especially we've all experienced like that moment when we're completely baked, and we get pulled to the side by someone that's sober.
Oh yeah, it's
and
bad.
They know that we're high, but they won't tell us. But and they continue. It's like you're in an alternate reality where it's just like
it's like a Tom and Jerry cartoon. Like it really is. It's like you guys have your. It's like I know I'm stoned and they know I'm stoned, but they can't say it. And so you try to be really cool. And I'd love to be a fly on the wall sometimes when. You've got two people interacting where one's trying to like sober up and the other person's trying to confirm, like, is this person stoned? Because I bet it looks hilarious from the outside.
Yeah. And well, my question for Julia though, is like, if she was so worried about her edible, like where is the story coming from? Obviously, like,
I'm not sure.
Just because I'm pretty sure at a county fair, they're not going to care about an edible that you have on you.
Well, I think it's the tin foil, she said. And so it's really the tin foil they had metal detectors. Even though her purse and, you know, everything she's carrying on her is not going off, this spot in her pants is going off. And so, you know, they really want to make sure. Have you gotten that paranoia when you're high before?
All the time.
You get the paranoia. It doesn't happen to me a lot, but when it does, I'm like, oh, I hate this. And so I feel bad for people who get the super paranoid. For me, go ahead.
I think for me, it's like I get the paranoia when I'm around other people. And I feel like that's the introverted side of me kind of like leaking out. Like, obviously, sure. I'm trying to be extroverted, like when I'm high and like, trying to interact with people. But then when something like obscure happens when I'm high, that's when it's like, what's going on here? Like, why are you out interacting with people? You're supposed to be at home watching Netflix. So it's like,
mine is usually when I need to talk for too long. I'm like, I can say a couple of things, but if I need to keep talking, I'm going to sound stupid. And so I'm too high, that's what happens.
Oh, so like recording a podcast, right? So
yep. 10 seasons of a podcast is exactly that. Now, Marley, we've heard from some Stonerlights, but again, you're like an honorary Stonerlight. You've been here since the beginning. So we've got to hear a story about one of your favorite high times.
Okay. So I've racked my brain a couple of times, or more than a couple of times, on which story I want to share, because we've actually shared like our high stories, like when we hung out together in New York for like the first time, and I could have talked about that, but obviously that was a very personal time for like both you and me, so it's like I just wanted to like say to like all the Stonerlights that that was like an incredible experience of me experiencing New York for the first time and meeting you in person as well. So that's about as short as I'll go. So. There's actually one other time that I don't think I've actually told you before. It was the first time I ever got high, and I was getting like I went over to like my friend's house and we were playing like video games. I think we were playing Super Mario Galaxy, and I was like on the couch, and this is my first interaction with edibles.
Oh no!
Do you know where this is going?
I mean, so, everyone's first interaction with edibles, but I want to hear yours.
So obviously, like the edible was like a brownie, like a classic brownie. I feel like gummies are kind of like the next generation. Everyone starts out with like a chocolate brownie. So me being like a fan of sweets, I was just like, no, I'll just have one, and I'll have another, and my friends. They warned me a little bit, but to my knowledge, like to this day, they never actually officially warned me. They're just like, maybe you should just have like half. And I'm like, I think I know what I'm doing. I'm a fatty. I'm in college. I'm just going to eat this. I'm going to eat two whole brownies. To this day, no. I don't remember what happened. Because I was playing. I was playing Super Mario Galaxy, and I was turning my head. You know, like when you play Mario Galaxy, like the whole screen like shifts. Like I was turning my head as like the camera was moving, and my friend's like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I'm playing a video game." And then I passed out on the couch and woke up like to my knowledge, 15 minutes later, so but it probably could have been like at least 2 or 3 hours. And I'm like, I'm leaving now. And I leave like my friend's apartment to go to my car. And my friend, I open my door and I turn around. And my friend is like right in my face. And he was like, give me your keys, Marley. You're going back inside. And I went back. I gave him my keys and I went back. Didn't even say a single thing. And went to the couch and passed out on the couch and didn't wake up until noon the next day.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm so glad that you said this. Are you saying this is the highest you've ever been to this day?
I believe it was the highest I've ever been.
Okay. So like the highest I've ever been as well. I'm going to say this is the highest because I remember more of the second highest time than I do. I also do not remember much of what I did, but it kind of was the same thing where I had more than I meant to. I didn't realize they were edibles. I thought they were just regular chocolate like Reese cups. And so I had like five when like the recommendation was a half of one.
That's the problem with the edibles these days where they're like, oh, edible Reese's cups, edible Skittles. It's like
they need to make their own unique thing because it gets confused. It tasted like it. These were from Colorado, I remember. And so my friend's like, how many have you had? And I was like four. I think this is my fifth one. And she was like, oh my gosh, Nat, each one of those is 20 milligrams. And I was like, what? And that's kind of it. Like, I remember us getting released. Like, I remember them kept asking me over and over, like, are you okay? Me trying to say the dumbest stuff. And I was like, I can drive. And they were like, if you can get off of the couch, then yeah, you can drive. And I never got off that couch. But I also had the same thing like you. It just kind of erased most of that night for me. I was high for like 2 days.
Oh god, that sounds terrible. And you know, like when they said your friends say like, if you could get off the couch, you can drive. I can picture you on that couch as you're physically trying, like,
oh yeah,
all your might to get off the couch.
And your friends. I remember doing that, and then at one point being like, "There, I told you I could do it," and they were like, "You're still sitting that." And I looked, and I was like, "Oh shit!" I sat back down, and they were like, "No, you never gotten up." And at that point, I was like, "You know what? I'm just gonna sit here." Seems like that's the best idea.
Definitely was the best idea, because at least in both of our stories we weren't driving, and that's kind of like the moral to all these stories. Don't drive when you're medicating. So
even if you do manage to stand up, don't
do it. Well, I don't want to advocate taking Uber or Lyft just because just stay with the people that
stay where you are. Stay where you are. I mean, I love that they were kind of like, yeah, Marley's just going to get high. Did they ever tell you that, did they say that, holy shit, you were so high?
Yeah. Like the next day at work, they're just like, you were so high. It was,
At least they seem like they were cool about it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Sorry, okay. So. No. I love that. And there is another stoner story that I think you might want to hear. I don't know if you remember this, but in 2008, there was a story that went around, and it was about firefighters because they're pretty serious people. They, you know, they're saving people's lives, but even the most humorless firefighter is no match for this news story that happened. There was a fire in San Diego at a grow house, and the firefighters basically found themselves inhaling mass quantities of sweet, sweet cannabis smoke. And when the local news crew showed up to do the interviews, I don't know if you click this link, you need to watch this video of the the firefighter, they go to start interviewing him at the beginning of the story, and the fire chief just looks totally spaced out into the camera, and he says, "I inhaled so much smoke," and he looks so zooted. That story stuck with me since I saw it, because I've never seen someone who was supposed to be so professional in that moment be so utterly like just in another, like, you need to watch this video. It really is 10 seconds where he's totally gone. And I think
I just saw the thumbnail.
Yeah, he's just totally, he's you know, he's got stoner eyes, he's got his eyes all squinty, and he can tell he's been fighting a fire, but he's definitely been fighting a fire very stoned.
Oh my god. Oh, it's Jimmy Kimmel.
yeah, and I was just like, imagine showing up to a grow house, you gotta put out the fire, but what's the protocol there? Is he off the hook?
Oh my god, he's so stoned.
He's so gone. Stoner Likes will share this link with you. I think that firefighters inhale a lot of smoke and suddenly get the munchies, because he looks ready to order like a pizza. Like, he looks like he forgot he fought a fire.
Well, it's a good thing that firefighters actually cook for themselves, because, like, working at a grocery store, like, I see firefighters come in and bulk buy stuff, like, just traditional stuff, and I bet you that he's going up to whoever cooks, like, their meals and be like, just load me up. Load me up, like...
He looks like he's forgotten he's at work, that he's being interviewed, that there was a fire. He's in happy place in this video.
Well, I actually do remember like the story, just because being in California, we get forest fires pretty much every summer, just because global warming, save the planet, everyone. I've actually felt this, like, I didn't feel as high as this firefighter, obviously, but like when we had like three fires going on at once, I heard on the news that like a pot farm went up in smoke, just like a couple of them. I don't remember, like, one day I was just like, I'm feeling a little free in my step a little bit today.
And like, if you've been high, you know that feeling. You're like, wait a minute. So I wonder what non-stone, but yeah, that makes sense if the wind's blowing, especially.
Yeah.
But kudos to this firefighter. Like, kudos to him.
A similar experience that I had, where I kind of got contact high from the smoke like around me, is like, I'm a huge Giants fan. When the Giants won the World Series in 2010, I went to the World Series parade in San Francisco, and we all know San Francisco is like the weed capital of California. And I don't believe I was smoking a lot at that time, but I remember like being at the parade, I just see puffs of smoke just appearing over people's heads, and I can tell you by the time that parade ended, by the end of the day, I was like feeling pretty good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. And free, not, I love those free contact highs though,
and not just because my team won the World Series, but that was a different feeling
that all helped.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking, because you are so into pop culture, that we could talk a little bit about celebrities and being stoned, because as many people now very legally do this, some celebrities have enjoyed the occasional puff of a joint or a cannabis-infused dessert, and they've either reaped the benefits more than some of their other people in Hollywood, but it's often the stars with very little experience that seem to have the funniest stories of them all. And I thought you would love this story I found, because it's 420 incarnate. It's like the best thing ever. So these two actors appeared together in 2019's The Beach Bum. And this is going to be Snoop Dogg and Matthew McConaughey. And they filmed a scene where they smoke weed together. And McConaughey told Jimmy Kimmel that he was very particular about making sure the joints were fake. But after filming for just 8 minutes, Snoop informed him that he had been smoking real weed the whole time. And this was just the first take of the night. And he said he didn't say another word of English. That's. You rap for 13 hours straight, Snoop said. It was one of those highs where I really didn't catch my breath until 5:30 p.m. the next day, McConaughey said. So Matthew McConaughey got pranked with weed from Snoop Dogg on a set, and then they just vibed for the whole rest of the day.
See, I want to believe this is true, but since reading like the Tezzy story, I want to believe because Snoop is like a really funny guy. Like I follow him on Instagram and he's really great. It's just a lot of like classic stoner jokes that he just posts on a daily basis. I want to believe that Snoop just told him that he's been smoking weed this whole time, and it was like a placebo effect for Matthew McConaughey. And Matthew McConaughey is such a good actor, he totally believed Snoop at that point. So, and then like what, like the next day, that's when Snoop was like, "Oh yeah, you did all this," and I'm just like, "It's totally, I don't know. I just like that. It would be funny if it would be a lie that Snoop was telling this entire time."
I saw the interview. I don't think it's a lie just because I think they also talked to the director, and the director had said he's the one that told them to stop because he was like, we weren't getting anything good because they were too stoned. They were just too stoned. And so I just like the idea of these two hanging out for a day stoned. Like that's definitely some people I'd like to get stoned with.
Yeah, that I feel like that's like a goal for any stoner to get smoke with Snoop, which is why when
With Snoop.
you sent me that a link about him stopping smoking, I'm just like, what does the world come to?
I was like, I know this is not real, but I love this story. So I hope this story is real as well.
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about getting too stoned this whole episode. And so this happens if you've ever smoked a strain that's way more potent than you expected, or maybe like like we heard from Julia and other people, maybe it kicks in at the wrong time. And so I think it's only fair that we share what happens when you're greening out and some quick fixes or some things you can do to cut your buzz so you come down faster. And we've got some popular quick strategies for coming down. And if one of these doesn't work, don't hesitate. Just try another. These are not exact science. And obviously, reactions are going to vary from person to person. So, are you ready to tell people how to come down from being too high, Marley?
I was born ready to.
So, the first one I'm going to say is I'm always beating on this drum, but this is try some CBD, guys. It seems counterintuitive, but even if you check on Leafly and other places, people use CBD to counteract the effects of too much THC. And so, just like THC, CBD is the type of cannabinoid that's found in weed, but it doesn't have that high. And so it interacts with different receptors. Researchers don't actually know how yet, but several animal and human studies have shown there's benefits of CBD for anxiety as well. And so this also helps you fall asleep. So if you're too stoned, one of the best things I found is like go to sleep if I can. And CBD you should have on hand if you're going to be taking if you're going to be taking edibles. I usually say I hope you have some form of CBD as well. You've used CBD for a little bit in the past, haven't you, Marley?
Yeah, I use CBN, like
Okay.
the sleep version of CBD, and I will just add that there's a lot of edibles that do have CBD like in the edible that will eventually help you sleep. And so that's always been very helpful. But the one that I've been using is the Camino, Midnight
I
Blueberry.
like those. Yeah, those are so good.
Yeah, they're so good to like help you sleep if you like struggle with like insomnia or anything like that. So
What's another tip we've got, Marley, for greening out
I know
and
for
how to come
me,
down faster?
I know for me, it's always helped to just like drink like water, and just like, or just like I usually like brew tea or anything like that, chamomile tea, but tea that will help me sleep. Just anything that will help me relax. And also, like ginger ale as well, like, because the bubbles, like, for me personally, this is just like a personal thing that helps me. Like, the bubbles allow me to kind of like relax, like, my body and get ready for sleep, just kind of like you said, the sleep will help the body kind of like reset. So, but yeah.
And like this, I think this goes along the lines with eating stuff as well, right? Like getting some food. If you're not eating enough before using pretty much any drugs, it's usually bad news. That's prescription and recreational. So try to get some food so that you can feel a bit more normal. I know there's people who swear by like high fat or carb heavy foods when they're stoned. There's no evidence to back this up, but I think this is why we like really fatty stuff when we're stoned. Like, you like going to White Castle, those types of things. There's no research, but I'm the same way. Are you like that? Do you like having like really greasy food?
Maybe like when I was younger, but now it's more kind of like healthy foods, like healthy snacks that I find like at my local outlet store, and just like just something like, well, just something fun that I could like find at a grocery store when I'm sober, because that's a, like another thing. If you're getting high, always get your snacks or
Oh, yes.
like first, because that's probably the worst advice that I could give anyone, is getting high and then going to like a grocery store like Walmart or at the Amazon Fresh store or Target, just because you don't want your brain being activated, just because you'll spend days
Way
in
more.
that store.
You'll come home with shit you don't even know that you need, but you're like, yeah, I need this. And then the next day you're like, I've never used this product in my life. Why did I buy it? So yeah, don't go shopping stone. That's a rookie mistake.
Why did I get 6 pints of ice cream? Why do I have 18 packs of like Hot Pockets?
So that's so funny.
Yeah.
I also think something that I stand by is just getting some lemon. Just like if you've ever heard the thing about pu peppercorns, lemons also contain compounds like limonene, and that has a calming effect. And so eating some lemon or squeezing some lemon juice in your water is going to help counteract some of those psychoactive effects of THC and help you calm down. For me, I like to zest it in sparkling water. I'm like a sparkling water fiend, but you can also steep it in hot water and kind of make a tea like what you were talking about, because the peel actually contains the highest concentration of that limonene. So if you have some lemon or lemon juice, think about adding that to something.
Yeah, that's why I usually go for like a lemon tea or anything like that, and just kind of like relax and chill. What kind of leads into our fourth thing that you should do. So, yeah.
Just chill out. Like it sounds dumb. It sounds dumb because I've seen people who are too high and they're like freaking out that they're too high, and I'm like, you need to chill out. You're getting really hype about being too high, but there's nothing to be done for it other than some of these things. So just chill out.
I
Find
think
something that you can do to relax.
that's like another common rookie mistake, like when you first get high. I know I had it. I'm not sure if you had it, Nat, but like when I first got high, it was like one of those things where I'm like, I feel like I'm having a heart attack. Like my heart's beating out
Oh
of my
yeah,
chest.
your heart was
And
beating,
yeah, and my friends are just like, just chill. Like it's like you're not having a heart attack. It's like,
You're not having a heart attack. No,
yeah.
no. Definitely chill out. Try to relax, focus on something else. If you have pets, chill with your pets. Go take a walk in your backyard if you can, or try to sleep. Again, I keep saying this because sleep is really good. Whenever I've made the mistake of getting too high, I've just been like, I'm just gonna go to sleep. I'm just gonna lay down. And I wake up feeling super refreshed.
Which is why I feel like in people with who suffer with insomnia find just weed just like a complete like a rescue drug, just because it's like it, for people that just are awake at like long out like the wee hours of the night, it's like weed will just help you be like, you know what, I'm just going, I'm just gonna just fall asleep. So I'm like, yeah.
Yeah. For me, I'm definitely that way. I know that if I take an edible at a certain time at night, I can usually be asleep by a certain time, which is not usual for me. So definitely try to sleep and chill out. And so I like this. I like this because now we've shown that just toking up can just bring all these experiences that we've shared that you're going to remember probably your whole life. And so it doesn't matter if you're an old school stoner, if you're just getting started with medical marijuana, I feel like 420 is like just the way to start, or enjoy celebrating cannabis. And you can do that by tending to your buds. You can catch a classic stoner fic. I'm sure that Marley has a bunch. Create a high level culinary creation, or just be baked in your room if you want. Like, seriously, seize the dank day, but just try not to get too high because you don't want to ruin it.
Yeah, kind of like going back a little bit on like the whole like especially maybe this will be like for the new stoner lights that like haven't like this is their first time getting high on 420. Like I would like to know kind of like the reason why your body kind of like tells like why you think that you're having a heart attack like the first time. I don't think anyone has ever like told me like completely like why that why that's like like a thing. Is it just anxiety
It's
or
just
something?
anxiety. Yeah, it's just
Yeah.
anxiety. Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought that was weird. Sorry, that was like a side thing, but I'm just like,
No.
yeah. It's just weird because you also experienced that like the first time, so it was just like I just had to ask, like, yeah.
Yeah. People experience that because you usually don't know what to expect when you're high for the first time. So your mind's trying to fill in the blanks, and your mind's also trying to chill out. So filling in the blanks and chilling out, it's like, oh no, it just goes into like this kind of state of overstimulated.
Yeah.
So don't let that happen this 420. Chill out, dose your stuff right, hang out with some friends or your pet or by yourself, or listen to some of our old episodes or Marley's older episodes. But whatever you do, like, have a good 420. I want people to have a good 420.
Yeah, and have a good 420. I may have like a video coming out soon, but my top five favorite movies to enjoy on 420. So
Ooh, very nice.
keep a
Very
lookout for
nice.
that. So yeah.
Do you know what else we should probably look out for, Marley?
Like this 420 or.
Munchie of
Oh.
the
I like how I didn't even see that
No, you never see it coming.
Yeah.
I love it. So we've got Munchie of the Week, and I think this is really Munchies of the Week. Like, you and I both have munchies this week because it's 420. You can never have too many munchies.
And I think you're gonna enjoy mine. But do you want do I want to hear yours first.
Oh yes. Okay, so I have something cool that I haven't tried. I saw it in the grocery store and I wanted it. You guys are gonna get some crinkly bags. It's and like it's already open. Someone in my house opened it before I got to it, so that's how I know it's good. It's these new Cheez-It puffs. Have you seen these? They're cheesy, airy, puffy
Are there those keto snacks?
Cheez-Its.
Those like those
No,
keto.
these no, this is not keto. This is there's
Okay.
nothing keto about this. This is just Cheez-Its making little air Cheez-Its. So
Oh, it's like an
these, I
air
mean,
pocket Cheez-It.
yeah, it's like pretty fluffy. So I'm gonna try one. I love the color, still very orange.
I love the ASMR.
Oh, these taste like Cheez-It Cheetos. Oh my gosh.
That sounds delicious, actually.
Do you remember when Cheetos, they may still have it. Do you remember when Cheetos had the thing where they had like the paws, like the,
Yeah.
okay.
I
This is
think there
very
was like
much
a
like that.
mystery on like find Chester Cheeto, and then like you had to like identify his paw in like the bag or something like that, but I don't know if that's an actual thing. I think that's just something I made up, but I'll
There
let this
is
go.
they did have paws. I do know that. These remind me of that.
Yeah, that's
I'm
not
giving this two thumbs up.
two thumbs up. Okay. Not four thumbs up because you're high, but
Nope. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what do you got?
I have something very special, a very special munchie of the week. I thought of it immediately, especially since it's your birthday on 420, and like the time that we experienced in New York for the first time, when you took me to White Castle for the first
time.
I got White Castle burgers. You can find them at your local freezer section at your grocery store. This is just a White Castle burger. It's just like, I'm unlocking my inner Harold and Kumar.
Yes.
This is like, we've made it to the end of this podcast, just like Harold and Kumar made it to the end of the movie after everything that they experienced, all the stories that we shared from the wonderful Stoner Lights. And this is just me munching down on a White Castle burger.
Yes. I love that you got White Castle.
So good. Like, even like the freezer section. Have you had the freezer section? White Castle?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I will admit, like, I've had.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. The chicken patty is actually really good if you've had those.
The chicken patty is amazing. That's perfect.
I'm eating the standard White Castle burger right now. I will say, if you always make them before you're high, because the directions that they have on the back of the box, they didn't think about stoners in mind. Like, because they want you to, like, wrap it in a paper towel, microwave on for 20 seconds with the buns down, then flip the patty.
You need the White Castle frozen hack. If you Google it online, you will see it. There are really better ways to make it taste more authentic. Like we steam ours normally.
Oh, like an Instapot or something like that?
In the oven. Just in the oven.
I'll have to try that.
Because it'll make it taste slightly better.
Does it taste more like the restaurant?
Yeah.
But if you're not near a White Castle, pick up some White Castle burgers this 420. And
I love enjoy this.
Them. Yeah,
I love this. It was quite late when we went to White Castle, wasn't it? It was like 1 a.m.
It was 1 a.m. and we were in. Was it in Brooklyn? We were in Brooklyn. And I just remember you saying, like, oh, you'd be on the lookout because White Castle after midnight, never the best place to be. But
it's always an adventure.
We got a haul, I remember.
Oh, my gosh. I think we got the Crave case. Did we get the Crave case?
I think so. But yeah, we definitely need to go again. Do a Harold and Kumar part two.
We should. Now, Marley, before we wrap up today, I do want to play our new segment with you, which I don't know if you've been here for it yet, but we are doing the Stoner Olympics. Dun, 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 dun. And so each episode, we crown someone with a Stoner Gold from us. And this was more so on who we think should be crowned the Stoner Fast Food Gold Olympics with us. Because I don't just want to yell out White Castle. I'm going to think carefully. I'm going to give us a couple of moments to think.
Here's the thing. I know White Castle they have a drive-thru and they're known to serve burgers fast. I think you can put White Castle in the same camp as In-N-Out Burger. Just because it's a different experience than a fast food, than a fast food burger. So I will happily not include White Castle because they're not fast food.
So I like that you said that. I do consider them fast food, but for the purposes of this, yes, not fast food. Who would you vie to crown with this award?
I think. Back in my college days, I would say Taco Bell. Like, they're, like, kind of, like, the standard because they're open late. They even have, like, it's Jack in the Box that has the Munchie Meal. But but Taco Bell specifically says open late. And I remember in college, the drive-thru right around 2 a.m., right when they're about to close, would always be lined up with cars because it's, like, all the college students got super baked. They drove Taco Bell, which we recommend people shouldn't do, I couldn't stop them back then, but I can stop them now. But I feel like back in the day, like Taco Bell was cheap. Like they had a lot of items that were tasted pretty much the same, but kind of like were altered, almost like the test kitchen at Taco Bell were also high as well.
Oh, I got
So
you.
I think even now I would still nominate Taco Bell as like the stoner champion. So.
Wow. Okay. I'm probably going to go with I think like what I often did in college was I lived very close within walking distance to a Jack in the Box, and
So
I think it might be Jack in the Box.
you were kind of like me, where you're kind of teetering back and forth between Taco Bell and Jack in the Box, right?
No, never Taco Bell. It was usually Jack in the Box or when I was home, Sonic. But for me, I won't consider anything a proper stoner place without hot dogs. Like, you've got to have hot dogs on the menu.
Yeah, I told it. It's just something obscure, like something you
Yeah.
wouldn't expect to see. And I feel like Jack in the Box might actually take home like that prize on those tacos alone. Because why in the hell is Jack in the Box serving tacos? Like,
Jack in the Box does have their hand in a little bit too many different but that's what I like. You get there and you're stoned and you're like, okay, I'm just gonna pick something. Do I want smash burgers or do I want breakfast or do I want tacos or do I want a hot dog? Or like I think they have mac and cheese. Like you can get a variety of things at Jack in
and
the Box. So that's the only reason I'm picking them.
I think you've actually convinced me to sway in Jack in the Box's side just because of the whole their whole gimmick. They had the fourth meal. Oh no, Taco Bell was fourth meal.
Fourth, yeah, that was Taco Bell.
Jack in the Box was shoot, what was it? What
They've
was
got
their
the they've got the
the munchie
giant they've
meal?
got that giant head, the munchie meal, yeah.
Yeah.
And they have curly fries as well. So like,
And
ooh.
you can also just get any meal any time of the day. It's not like
Yeah.
McDonald's where like
You're
they
not
stop serving
stuck.
breakfast at 10:30, which for
Yeah.
some, get off your high horse, McDonald's. Breakfast is all day. So
Breakfast is
it's
all day when you're stoned. So we're giving it to Jack in the Box, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Okay, that's great. I feel good about this choice.
Even though I don't eat fast food much anymore, but the last time I had fast food was like 2 months ago, and the prices are outrageous.
They
Get off your
are.
high
Yeah.
horse, fast food companies. You're supposed to be serving the stoner community, the stoner-like community, especially on 420. Slash those
420
prices.
deals.
Slash
Slash the
those
prices for 420. I like
prices.
it. I like
420% off. So.
it. Thank you so much for being on the show, Marley. It's always a blast, especially when we're stoned. Can you tell our stoner lights where they can catch some more of your antics on the web?
Well, if people haven't been annoyed by me by the end of this podcast, you can follow me pretty much anywhere on social media with the username at Marley Loves Film. I'm loving film pretty much all across the web. That whether that's Fast and Furious or Harold Kumar or Half Baked, which I'm probably a film that I'm gonna talk about on 420, as a film that I've seen maybe 50% through and not all the way through. but yeah, people can follow me everywhere on social media with the username Marley Loves Film, and then you can also listen to my podcast, The Real Lovers Podcast, and that's available anywhere where you listen to podcasts. So.
Yes. And thank you, Stoner Light, so much for listening. We're going to post all the links because we know you're just as baked as we are in our show notes so that you can follow Marley and get in on some of those movies if you're looking for something to do or just want to hear someone talk about movies that you want to watch. Also, know that we're probably going to post Snoop Dogg's Jack in the Box meal because he joined up with them to launch his own special meal at the fast food chain. And so we'll share that with you as well. But you know that you can find us on the web at Stoned and Social on Instagram, or come over to the digital crib. We are going to be so high with so many edibles and so much munchies on 420. That's at www.stonedandsocial.com. Otherwise, we will be here, same place, same time next week. Don't forget, Namaste Baked. Bye, guys.
Bye. I'm eating this White Castle burger. This is like when you're going through that, I went through about three. So